is Pete Lane, and this is another quick hit. Today we will focus on the audio messaging feature within iOS 8. Let's get started. I am currently in my Messages app. I reached that Messages app from my home screen. There is a particular onboard Apple Messages app. I double tapped on that, and it was placed in the main messaging screen. And from there, I tapped a compose button, which landed me here. I am now in the process of beginning to send myself a text message. Yes, it does get lonely sometimes. So I have input my cellular iPhone telephone number, and let's see where I am. Let's swipe to the left.
New iMessage, heading.
All right, that's my heading. That's in the top center of the screen. Swiping to the right.
Cancel button.
A cancel option.
To text field is editing word mode.
Here's our text field. The next line will show my name and my cellular phone number. So I will swipe over that fairly quickly.
Pete Lane plus 1904 add contact button.
Next option is an add contact. You would double tap on this to pull a name and or telephone number from your contacts list. Continuing to the right.
Attach media button.
Double this tap gives to select you the media. Option to attach media, a photo or a video. We'll swipe to the right.
Message, iMessage, text field. Double
this
tap
is your text field for a text message. Double tap, your on-screen keyboard would display, and you could type your message. But we're going to swipe to the next item and see what we've got.
Record audio button.
Record audio.
To record audio. Lift your finger to stop recording.
Let's hit that again so I can allow voiceover hints to describe what this does. Here we go.
Record audio button. Double tap and hold to record audio. Lift your finger to stop recording.
Double tap and hold to record audio. Lift your finger to stop recording. Let's do that. I'm going to send myself a voice message. Double tap and hold. Hello, Pete. This is Pete. What is cooking? Good talking to you. Have a great day. Release my finger. And we get no hints when I lift my finger. So let's swipe back to the left and see what we've got.
Send button.
There's a send button. Swiping back to the right.
Recording length, 9 seconds button.
There's our recording length of our audio message, 9 seconds. Keep swiping to the right.
Cancel button.
There's a cancel.
Play button.
Or a play. And that's the end. So let's go
cancel
back and send this
length.
Message.
Send button.
We double tap on send.
Message, text.
And there we go.
Message received from Pete Lane, one attachment.
That's my notification that a message was received from Pete Lane. So let's go down to my message history list.
R. Romeo. Pete Lane, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button.
There's our
swipe
audio
up or down
message.
To select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I want to swipe to the left and see what we've got.
Keep button. Delivered. Your iMessage, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button.
Okay, as we are in my message history, we have two indications of this text message. The first will be the sent message, because I sent the message. That's the one that says,
your iMessage, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
This is that sent message. Let's swipe to the right.
Delivered.
Indicating it was delivered.
Keep button.
There's a keep button. I'm going to hold off on pressing that button. We'll keep swiping to the right.
Pete Lane, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button.
And this is
swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
Sorry. This is the incoming message that one would receive as a recipient of a text message. Let's double tap on it and see what we hear.
Hello, Pete. This is Pete. What is cooking? Good talking to you. Have a great day.
Well, there was my voice message, the audio message. As you may have heard, the quality of the audio is not great, but it was clearly me talking to me, and yes, I don't want to hear it. So now I want to jump over to our settings application, so I'm going to jump into the app switcher by pressing my home button twice quickly.
App switcher.
And I'm in my app switcher. Let's swipe to the right.
Settings running.
There's
swipe
settings.
Up with three fingers to close the app. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
as you heard VoiceOver Hint say, if you were to swipe down, you could close this app, which is recommended periodically to close apps from your app switcher. But I'm going to double tap, which will activate the settings app. Here we go. Double tap.
Settings running. Settings.
Okay, I'm on my main settings screen, and I want to get to my messages button, which I know is down towards the bottom. So I will touch toward the bottom of my screen.
General button.
I'm at general. That's not far enough. So let's swipe to the right.
Display and brightness. Wallpaper. But sounds. Button. Touch ID and passcode. Privacy. But iCloud. But iTunes and App Store. Passbook and Apple Pay. Mail. Contacts. Notes. Button. Reminders. Button. Phone. Button. Messages. Button.
There's our messages. Double tap.
Messages. Settings. Back button.
Now we're on our main messages settings screen. In our previous demo, we discussed the first few options on this, so I'm going to swipe to the right until I get down to the discussion on the audio recording and the message history. Let's swipe to the right.
Messages, heading, iMessage, on. iMessages can be sent between text message forwarding. Allow your iPhone text messages to also send read receipts, on. Allow others to be notified when you have read their messages. Footer, send as SMS, on. Send as SMS when iMessage is unavailable. Care, send and receive, four addresses, button. SMS slash MMS, heading, MMS messaging, on. Group messaging, on. Show subject field, off. Character count, off. Blocked, button. Message history, heading.
Here we are as our message history. This is what I wanted to focus on in this demo cast. Let's take a look.
Keep messages forever, button.
This is a setting which would allow you to indicate how long you want to keep text messages in general. I have chosen the forever setting. Let's take a look at what our options are. Double tap.
Keep messages, messages, back button.
All right, let's swipe to the right.
Keep messages, heading, 30 days.
There's a 30-day choice.
1 year.
1 year.
Selected, forever.
Or forever. So let's
one
get
year,
back 30 out
days.
Of this.
Keep messages, messages, back button. Messages, settings, back button. Raise to listen allows you to quickly raise to listen. On. Expire after 2 minutes. Audio messages, heading, keep messages, forever, button.
There we are. Keep messages forever. Now swiping to the right.
Audio messages, heading.
Audio messages. So there's a specific heading for audio messages. Let's see what we've got.
Expire after 2 minutes, button.
Aha. Uh-huh. My setting is that they will expire after 2 minutes. Let's double tap and see what our options are.
Expire messages, back button.
Swiping to the right.
Expire heading. Selected after 2 minutes.
I've selected after 2 minutes.
Never.
That's another option, never. Let's see what VoiceOver says about it.
When you send or listen to an audio message, it will automatically be removed from your conversation history after 2 minutes. Footer.
So by setting mine at 2 minutes, it indicates that sent or listened to messages will automatically be removed from your history within 2 minutes. Uh-oh. Let's see what that means. I'm going to go back and set that to never. I'm not sure why I would want to set it for 2 minutes, but the obvious consideration here is for space. An audio message will occupy, take up some of your storage space on your iPhone. So let's back swipe.
Never. Selected, never.
I have double tapped on never and changed it from 2 minutes. So let's get out of this menu, go back
after
to,
two
the,
minute, expire,
to the main messages setting.
Messages, back button.
Double tap on the back button.
Messages, settings, back button. Raise to listen, on, expire, never, button.
All right, there's my new selection on the audio messages. They will never expire. Swiping to the right.
Raise to listen, on.
Double raise tap to
setting.
Listen is on. Let's see what that VoiceOver describes this as.
Raise to listen allows you to quickly listen and reply to incoming audio messages by raising the phone to your ear. Footer.
So if you want to hear audio messages, if this toggle setting is on, all you need to do is raise the phone to your ear and it will automatically play. It will stop playing or recording for that matter when you remove the phone from your ear. Very convenient. Keep swiping.
Video messages, heading.
I'm not going to get into video messages, quite frankly. I don't use the video, but I would imagine that the settings are similar to that of the audio messages. So let's see if we can find our messages back button.
Blocked button. 2 of 5 bars. Signals. Settings. Back button.
There's our settings back button. Double tap.
Settings. Heading.
Now, let's, for curiosity's sake, go back into our messages app and see if those audio messages are still there.
App switcher.
Double tap my home button to my app switcher. Swipe to the right.
Messages running. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app. Swipe up or down to select a custom action, then double tap to activate.
I'll double tap to activate.
Messages. Pete. Message. Text field. Is editing. Word mode. iMessage.
All right, that's a fresh message in case I wanted to reply to the last one received. Let's swipe backwards.
Attach media button. Pete Lane, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button.
There's
swipe
the message that I listened
action,
to.
Then double tap to activate.
There is the message which I listened to, the 9-second audio message. It did not disappear within 2 minutes, because it has certainly been 2 minutes since we last listened to it. Let's see if that sent one, that delivered message, is still there. Swiping to the left.
Today, 3:07 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Pete Lane, audio message, 4:34 p.m., 5 seconds, button.
That was yesterday's message.
Action, then double tap to activate.
So, you remember we had the 3:07 delivered message, and we had an option button, keep, K-E-E-P, which I opted not to press at that point. By not doing so, the message self-destructed. Just like Mission Impossible, within 2 minutes. So, it seems that the settings definition of the two-minute expiration feature was somewhat accurate in that the delivered message in my message history did self-destruct, did expire, was removed from my message history within 2 minutes. However, the heard message...
Today, 3:07 p.m.
At 3:07 today.
Pete Lane, audio message, 3:07 p.m., 9 seconds, button.
The 9-second audio message,
custom action, then double tap to activate.
Which I did listen to, remains in my message history. So we'll give Apple 50% accuracy on that definition. At any rate, this concludes the brief demonstration. This is an overview of the audio messaging feature on your iPhone and a brief exploration of the settings for your messaging features. This is Pete Lane. You can reach me on Twitter at Lane7625. That's LANE7625. Or you can shoot me an email. The address is pslane7625@gmail.com. That's P as in Peter, S as in Sam, LANE, the numbers 7625. @gmail.com. Once again, thanks for listening to this Quick Hit. Have a great day. Take care.